Florida, says here, is on pace to produce the smallest crop of oranges since 1945.
Yeah, I read that last
night. Did you? Okay, yeah. So, of course, the question now is, what's it going to mean for just the general price of oranges as well as orange juice and all the other products?
That everything else is a short supply. Why not oranges, eh?
Well, apparently it says here that the state has been hit hard in recent years with a bacteria that kills citrus trees. One of the reasons that they're having a shortage as far as its crop is concerned.
Yeah.
I never get in stores to see prices, but I was told about a beef roast, maybe 8x8, not that big of a beef roast, $26.
Ooh.
Can you believe the price of some of the beef? I think a pound of ground beef, $8 and something.
Well,
I don't know. I got a pot roast, what was it, about 2 weeks ago. Didn't pay $26 for it.
Well, maybe it's a little higher class of roast than pot roast.
Maybe.
Just leave the oranges off and you'll be okay. You'll be able to find the meat, but you can't produce the fruit.
Be healthier for you to have the fruit and leave the meat go.
Well, we'll find out what happens. Another thing, too, speaking of meat, remember we talked about McDonald's introducing its McPlant burger?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the introduction last November it did in specific locations in Texas, Iowa, Louisiana, and California have gone very well. And so now it's going to expand its sale of McPlant burgers to 600 of its restaurants in the California and Texas locations before perhaps expanding it more nationwide.
Okay.
So far, so good, McDonald's says, with its McPlant burger.
That's one way to bypass the meat industry.
That's exactly
and,
right. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Prices, I suppose.
Now they need McOrange.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the other thing I was talking about, the meat, I was told an alternative, the chicken shelf is practically empty. So everybody apparently looking at the price of beef went for the chicken.
Well, I remember we had that story the other day how there's now plant-based chicken, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, this is the one that confounds me, this other last little food and drink thing here. For years, we've heard that having a glass of wine is good for you.
Yes. Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, it's bad for you?
The World Heart Federation says any level of drinking, including challenging the widespread notion that a glass of wine a day is good for you, it's not. A spokesperson for the World Heart Federation says the portrayal of alcohol as necessary for a vibrant social life, diverting the attention from the harms of alcohol use, including the widely publicized claims that a glass of red wine a day can offer protection against cardiovascular disease. These claims are at best misinformed and at worst an attempt by the alcohol industry to mislead the public about the danger of their product.
Well, I know a listener in his 90s who likes a glass of wine every day who is going to very much disagree with that finding.
Again, that's the World Heart Federation.
World Heart Federation.
Just so you know, that's the source. And how many times have we heard from people who have reached a ripe old age, and one of the things always seems to be, not always, but often
always.
Seems to be,
mm-hmm.
A shot of whiskey a day.
Yeah, something
or a
like
beer.
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
or
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. And the spokesperson from the other side says that the alcohol industry continues to review studies with interest that come out, but still says there is a body of evidence that suggests a low level of risk for low to moderate drinkers, including the wine a day that can have some heart health benefits for you.
Right.
So,
all right.
Here you go.
What's the latest coffee study?
Yeah,
you have
no
that
doubt.
Out?
I'm trying to remember. Where are we at? Let's see. It was good. It was bad. It was good.
Good, bad, good. Yeah.
I forgot what cycle we're in here. And yeah, exactly. How many times have we heard different sources of food and drink over the years? Good, good, bad, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good. For some people, probably is. For some people,
Right.
If you're concerned, consult your physician.
How many times have we said it again? Moderation is always the key. Like, you know, I love bacon, but I don't eat it every day. You know, you can't do that. So you just
have to. Forbid the news comes out that a slab of bacon a day is going to kill you.
A slab?
However, one or two pieces, you're okay.
Yeah,
that's what the study's going to say. Oh, my. Well, again, we're just informative here on the Morning Team Show. So
you're
the latest, and you can make your own decisions, or as necessary, as you said, consult your physician. As we approach 7:50 on a WSGW and your Morning Team Show, we are certainly not the medical community here, nor do we claim to be.
And we don't play one on the radio
either. Not even close. There are enough things that we do in our food and drink habits.
Yeah.
That probably would be...
What, Pop-Tarts are not healthy? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Anytime I see a study on Pop-Tarts, I ignore it. I don't want to know.